Hey, Asia.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. I wanted to reach out to you and talk to you about some of the QAs we had last week. Did you see your QA scores?
I saw 100 and yeah.
So what we had is we had a few of them that we need to discuss. For one, you had one where you were sitting on the line again and didn't come to the line to talk to the customer. And it was, and I have verified it, and I had my senior lead verify it too, just to make sure it was correct. Unfortunately, because that's something that we talked about on July 31st, I'm going to have to put that in the system as a disciplinary. We just got to make sure that we're responsive, and you start off every phone call by stating your name and stating that you're from customer service. Okay.
Okay, so what happened?
It was a phone call where you were completely silent. The customer didn't say anything, but you didn't say anything either.
Okay.
And that's considered sitting on dead air, and that's just something that they're going to have to, I'm going to have to issue. It's not a write-up. It's going to be a coaching and counseling. But the next step up would be a verbal warning. And so if we keep getting calls like this within 90-day periods, it'll keep moving up to the next step. So I just want you to be aware of that. So, that's something that you can get under control, and we'll make sure that you don't incur any more of those infractions, because that's something that you have complete control over, and it's nothing much we can do if you're sitting on dead air to help. That's something that you're just gonna have to do. Also, there was a couple times where it's like have we talked about closed saves already?
About what saves?
Like closed saves, where like you offer a save, or you present yourself in a way to where you expect the customer to say no. Well, it's like excuse me. See, one of the zeros that you got last week is because you asked the customer if they wanted to continue with the product. Now, what we need to do, and what they want us to do, is just wait for the customer to say that they want to cancel. And they say, "Why am I being charged?" You can't explain the trial and be like, "Yeah, 14-day trial. You had to pay shipping and handling on day one, and then after 14 days, you're charged the total amount. We send it to you once a month." Then it's perfectly okay just to leave it at that. If the customer wants to cancel, they'll say, "Well, I want to cancel that." If they don't want to cancel, then they'll say, "Oh, okay. Well, I was just checking to see what that was." If you ask the customer if they want to continue with the product, you're inviting them to cancel. Get what I'm saying? And that was one of your deductions.
Okay.
Another one is you kind of did it just like that, but instead of asking them if they want to cancel, you just asked them straight up if they needed an extension. That was just an 80. But that's another, let's just, if we apply the same thing to that call, just make sure we wait for the customer to ask to cancel. That's what we're going to say. So when we go over the points of this coaching, first, we got to make sure that we don't sit on dead air calls, and we're always responsive as soon as the call comes up. The second deal is we need to wait for the customer to say that they want to cancel before we start offering deals or suggesting that they do want to cancel.
Okay.
The last thing that you got a 90 for was one diversified call where you didn't say the product ID, like identify the product. Just make sure that we do that on every call. I know sometimes it can be confusing. If you got to jump to the script page and scroll all the way down to say it, then that's fine. Just make sure we mention it every time that we can. Do you have any questions so far of what we talked about?
No, that's all. I don't have any questions.
Okay, and no concerns or anything to that extent?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I know you're very capable. Every time I listen to your phone calls, they're great. I love your tone. You're very approachable on the phones to the customers. So I know you got it to where I know you got the skills and the capabilities to make 100s every time. So just make these small changes and you'll be right there. And, you know, I feel like you have the capabilities of being somebody who, if we iron these issues out, I could push for you to be an escalation supervisor so you make more money on the phone. So that's something that I want to make our goal. If that's something that you want, you know, I'm not going to make you get an extra dollar an hour, but I feel like you could do it, you know? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
So just apply that, you know, and I'll never try to pick on you or bully you or anything like I'm trying to tease you. But these are issues that come up to QAs. Everybody in management looks at QAs. So when they look at yours, I want them to see the best of the best, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
Perfect. Well, if you ever have any questions or concerns regarding anything, just give me a holler. I'm here. I'm at my computer most of the time. If I'm not on calls, then I'll be able to answer right away. And if I'm on calls and you need to answer right away, I'll get somebody to answer for you or answer for me. So I'm here for you. I'm a tool and I'm a resource and I'm available 24/7 basically because Teams go to my phone.
Okay. And thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.